I'm going to do something a little different today for the podcast. I'm going to look at the podcast. Or let me put it this way. I'd like to make sure that everyone understands what I think I'm doing with these podcasts and why I think they're important and why I'm so delighted that all of you are listening, because it may not be obvious what my objectives are. I began playing with photography in 1970, but I got serious with my first workshop experience in the early 1980s. And what you're hearing in these podcasts that I do, and in Here's a Thought, these little informal talks that I do are all born from those early workshop experiences. One of the things that fascinated me about workshops is that they weren't based around making photographs. Matter of fact, every instructor I had in the early 80s, all the way through workshops in the 90s until the age of Photoshop started taking over, we didn't do photography. We were told we were not going to do photography. We were told the least important thing we would do on the workshop is make pictures. And I wasn't anticipating that. I just assumed that we went to the workshop with cameras in hand so that we could all run out and make great photographs or be taught how to make great photographs. But that's not what actually happened. What happened was we talked about images and ideas and, of course, techniques, but it wasn't so much about how to use techniques like it is now with all the Photoshop workshops, but why to use a technique. It was about aesthetics and about what makes a good photograph and what doesn't. And in those earliest workshops, one of the things that I inherently knew was that if the speaker, if the workshop instructor, or as far as that goes, if the other participants in the workshop were saying something that were interesting, it would cause me to think. And to the extent that I would think, I would lose some of what was being said because I'd be too busy thinking about what's going on in my brain relative to what was just said a minute ago. So I knew that just attending and listening was only the first part of the process. Fortunately, in my high school years, I graduated in 1972, in my high school years, I had started listening to Alan Watts lectures. And like all teenagers of my generation, I was very involved in stereo music and rock and roll. And I was so excited to get my first pair of headphones and my first quality stereo, which had a cassette recorder in it. So I was in the early adopters of cassette recording, and I recognized the power of listening over and over again, which I had been doing with the Alan Watts lectures. I recorded them over the radio and then listened to them again and again. And the repetition, I knew, was a powerful way to learn. So when I started going to workshops, one of the things that I did from the very get-go was I brought my cassette recorder with me, a little portable battery-operated one, asked the instructor and the students if it was okay if I record it, and they universally said yes. Matter of fact, what they universally said was, can I get a copy of the tape, which I was happy to provide. So I recorded all of those early workshops and learned that I'm an oral learner, A-U-R-A-L. I learn by listening and looking. And of course, as I said, what we're doing was we were talking about images and ideas, and I didn't have to have the images in front of me to learn by listening to what was being said. So I've been involved in audio recording and learning by listening since my earliest days in photography, since my high school days, essentially my entire life. So after we started lens work in 1993, it was only a matter of time before I started doing something with recorded lessons, recorded learning, and using the power of audio to communicate things about the visual medium of photography that I love so much. That all started in earnest in February of 2004, I decided to start audio recording my, at that time, blog posts. But I find writing is a completely different thing than talking and listening. Writing has a formality to it that is intimidating. It takes a lot of time to put together the well-crafted written word, and it takes more time for people to read it, and it takes a dedicated kind of reading. That is to say, you can't drive your car and read an article or a blog post, but you can listen to a podcast. And I hear that lots and lots of people do. So even though I had a blog in the early days of Lenswork, in February of 2004, I decided to convert my writing as blog posts and instead do them as what I then called audio blogs. Instead of writing something with formality, I would just start extemporaneously talking about something that I was interested in. And these audio blogs were my way of doing that. This started, like I say, in February of 2004. Well, later that fall, Apple introduced the world to podcasting. And they coined the phrase podcasting, and of course they had the hardware and software to make podcasting a reality. And so in the history of things, I kind of jokingly like to say that I was podcasting before podcasting was podcasting. So why do I bring all this up? Partly because I want to make sure that everybody who's listening to my podcast is also aware of the other audio that I do called Here's a Thought and the relationship between those two. And I know a lot of you are new listeners, and so this may be unfamiliar information. Some of you have been around for a long time, and this may be perfectly familiar, but the motivations may not be. So back in February 2004, I started doing podcasts, calling them audio blogs, and I've been doing them ever since. But the podcasts generally run, well, a short one might be 15 minutes long, a very long one might be 30 minutes long. The podcasts are usually about very meaty topics that require more in-depth exploration and discussion. And clearly, everything I think about doesn't follow that format. Some things are just sort of a quick thought off the top of my head. So after I'd been doing the podcast literally 15 years, in March of 2019, I finally realized that I had lots and lots of things I wanted to talk about that didn't deserve 20 or 30 minutes worth of conversation. They were really about 3 to 5 minutes worth of content. As I say, sort of off the top of my head comments. So I started a second podcast, if you will, a second audio content program that I titled Here's a Thought. And unlike the podcast, which was basically done about every week or so, plus or minus, I decided I would do these short Here's a Thought commentaries every day. And the first one started on March 1st of 2019 with Here's a Thought 0001. And I've been doing them every day ever since. And part of the reason I decided I wanted to talk about this in the podcast today is because Here's a Thought number 2000 will be posted on Friday. I suppose that's worth a cupcake or something, but anyway, 2000 Here's a Thought commentaries, 3 to 5 minutes. And what you're listening to now is podcast number 1416. That's a lot of talking. I'm even a little surprised myself when I think about this. But then I go back to that early workshop experience, which wasn't about making pictures. It was about the thinking process. And I guess maybe I became impressed with the idea in those early workshops that photography, photographs themselves, the physical objects, are the result of thinking and ideas and responding and problem solving. And I love that aspect of photographic workshops. I'm not in favor of so many of the workshops I see these days where everybody's running around to make their version of a spectacular photograph. Sometimes I see this referred to in the literature as photographic trophy hunting. I guess because I've been around so long, I tend to think that doing photography is more likely to be a solitary affair, when we can really put our entire focus and concentration into what it is that we're trying to say, in trying to be sensitive and responding to the materials, the subjects, the landscapes, the people that are in front of us, so that we can make the most sensitive photographs we can. Thinking is an important part. Matter of fact, it's the first step in photography. And without thinking, what you're making is regurgitated cliches, following someone else's creative path, doing what they did because they're successful and they're famous and they sell work and publish books and you've seen it before, so that's what photography's about. No, it's not. The result of photography is the image or the print. But the process of photographing is about thinking, observing, feeling, processing ideas, being sensitive to metaphor and symbolism and connections, and of course, craft. But as Ansel Adams said so famously about craft, there's nothing worse than a sharp picture of a fuzzy concept. He understood that the core of photography is our feelings, our emotions, our thoughts. And that's what was being taught in the workshops of my youth, was not just looking at photographs, but looking for the deeper meaning and for the connections and for the symbolism and the metaphor and the sheer beauty, as well as maybe some deeply philosophical questions like, why do we find the beautiful beautiful? And when it comes to the landscape, for example, what is our responsibility to preserve it? What happens when our photography opens a sensitive landscape area to excessive traffic? That's a philosophical question that we have to think about as artists. So thinking is the first step. But there's a very interesting thing about thinking. You know, we can't do photography every single day. But we can think about photography every day. I hear from ever so many people who tell me that they listen to my podcasts and Here's a Thought commentaries while they're commuting to work every day, while they're doing the dishes every day, while they're mowing the lawn, I suppose on the weekends. We can think about the creative process and about photography in ever so many ways that don't interfere with other activities. But when we're out photographing, we want to be single-minded about looking, about seeing, about feeling, about responding. We don't have to be single-minded in order to listen to a podcast while we're doing something else. So I know a lot of people do. I also know people who say they spend dedicated time listening to the daily Here's a Thought commentaries. They stack them up and listen to them all in a row and, you know, catch up on the weekend or some such thing. It's that thinking process that is the objective for not only the short Here's a Thoughts, but for these longer podcasts. Thankfully, because I learned about audio recording in my youth and I've been comfortable with doing quality audio recording since my earliest days, I've recorded all of this information. There's now 171 hours worth of podcasts, longer form, dating back to those earliest podcasts in 2005. There's now 73 hours of Here's a Thought commentaries, dating back to the beginning of Here's a Thought in March of 2019. And true, some of the early Here's a Thoughts were done in video, but the video, to be honest, I don't think is very critical, because it's just me as a talking head. That's why we stopped doing them as videos. It was just as good to have voice only. So that opened up the idea that people could listen while they're commuting and etc. So we stopped doing Here's a Thought as a video production some time ago. It's now audio only. But between the podcasts and Here's a Thought, there are 288 hours of thinking about photography. I wish I could tell you that it was 288 hours of unique thoughts from my brain, but it's not. I'm not that smart. What I've tried to do, however, is to incorporate all the things that I've learned from others who have been so gracious with sharing their knowledge, workshop instructors, writers, and of course, most importantly, photographers. It is important, however, that you understand that my approach to this is not to be pedantic. This is not a didactic undertaking. I'm not lecturing about how photography ought to be, but I hope what I'm doing is raising some ideas that you can think about and keep your creative juices flowing even when you're not doing photography on a day-to-day basis. It's not my purpose that you agree with everything that I say, because you obviously won't, but rather that you consider what I bring up in these topics as a means, like I say, of keeping the creative juices flowing so that when you do have time to pick up the camera or do something photographic, you're not starting from a dead still. It doesn't work very well, at least it doesn't for me, if I haven't done photography or thought about photography or been creative for a while, and then all of a sudden I pick up my camera and go out in the world. I just don't see very well because I'm not in practice, because I'm not doing it every day. I'm reminded of that great Vladimir Horowitz comment when he said that if he skips practice one day, he knows it. If he skips practice 2 days, his wife notices. And if he skips practice 3 days, everyone knows it. The reason I'm doing these Here's a Thought commentaries is not to spread the gospel of photography according to Brooks, but it is hopefully giving you things to think about and things to consider. And if you disagree, great. As long as you've got a great reason to disagree that makes sense for you and your photography and what you do and what you want to do, then I'll feel perfectly satisfied that I helped you in the process, not by making you think a certain way, but by your own internal process that leads you to conclusions and ideas and strategies and thoughts and inspirations that come from deep within you. So my job here is to keep you thinking, to keep you engaged, not agreeing, but considering. And the podcast as a big topic and the Here's a Thought as the little topics sort of go hand in hand and hopefully contribute to your own creative process. Two final thoughts, real quickly, if I can. If you are a listener to the podcast and you are not a subscriber to Lenswork or not a member of Lenswork Online, I'd like to invite you to consider those. There's a lot of wonderful photography in Lenswork and in our digital editions that can also provide inspiration, motivation, and keep you engaged with the photographic life. And of course, at Lenswork Online, you have access to all 288 hours of podcasts and Here's a Thought, plus workshops, plus all kind, literally terabytes of material. And one of the other things that's available to members of Lenswork Online is we put together a monthly compilation of all the Here's a Thought audios from that month and bulk collections of the podcast so that you can download bunches of them if you don't want to do it one at a time. I can't tell you how many people who have written to say thanks for the podcasts that went with me as I drove all the way across the country and spent 5 days listening to your thoughts about photography, which intimidates me a little bit, but I'm also very grateful. So if you want to have your own copies on your hard drive of these audio commentaries so that you don't have to listen to them live via streaming, you can download them with the bulk links, unzip them, and you'll have your own set. Again, available only to members of Lenswork Online. So those are my thoughts about the podcast and about the Here's a Thought commentaries and the motivations that keep me wanting to talk about photography on a regular basis, because it helps me keep engaged and keeps my mind going in new and creative directions too. So thanks for being out there. Thanks for providing me motivation. And thanks for subscribing to Lenswork or being a member of Lenswork Online. I can't tell you how much I appreciate the fact that you are all there and that we share this interest in personally expressive photography, which is, to me, one of the great ways to engage life.